In the email from St. Paul this week, from the desk of Representative Natalie Zalesnikar, who represents District 3B in the Minnesota Legislature, I have this message. Dear Northlanders, Easter Monday is a special day at the Capitol. It is a day dedicated to honor the service of former Representative Mary Murphy. This day marks a 46-year legacy of serving as a state representative, and Mary Murphy is the longest-serving woman in the history of Minnesota and the second-longest-serving legislator. I was honored to join my colleagues on the other side of the aisle to read a proclamation honoring Mary Murphy's life in Hermantown and her beloved Jackson home she lived in her entire life. Mary Murphy died on Christmas Day and had a full life of service as an educator, legislator, parishioner, and community member. She inspired us all to do our best and to be our best in all that we do. What a wonderful moment in the House chamber to celebrate the extraordinary life and work of former Representative Mary Murphy. Easter Monday, April 21st, 2025, is dedicated as Mary Murphy Day. I am honored to be a co-author on House File 1090, which will rename a library bill to be Mary C. Murphy Library Construction Grants Program. This important bill will be passed through the House chamber on April 21st, 2025, in honor of Mary Murphy Day, in honor of a life well lived, Representative Natalie Zalesnikar, state representative. And I want to tip my hat and hold the memories dear of the time I was able to spend with Representative Mary Murphy reporting in from St. Paul for several years about the goings-on in our state legislature. Mary taught me an incredible amount about the ins and outs of the legislature, and I got to know her well as a kind and thoughtful person, and I miss her and salute her. May she rest in peace. This is Leo for KTWH.